Have you ever wondered what the animals do at night after the zoo is closed? This Saturday, you'll get your chance to find out as the Chattanooga Zoo hosts Spirits in the Wild. I spoke with the zoo's marketing director, Marissa Ogles. Spirits in the Wild is an annual fundraiser for the Chattanooga Zoo, a chance to go out to the zoo in the nighttime, which is a lot of fun, and a chance to support the Chattanooga Zoo.
Absolutely. You know, I think our animals like this event as much as our guests who attend, because for once they get to stay up past our bedtime and go and play at night and be out in the cool spring air. The zoo is looking great. Everything's in bloom. It's just a great time to visit and spend time at the zoo.
In addition to being able to go by the exhibits you would normally see in the daylight, you also get to meet up close and personal with some of the animals from the zoo.
Oh, absolutely. We bring out some of our biggest animal ambassadors to come and hang out with folks and mix and mingle while they're sampling wines or liquors or food from a number of great local restaurants. We also have a live band and music, so it's a real party.
I have seen some people really tear it out on that dance floor at some of these events.
It can get kind of wild, hence the name Spirits in the Wild.
Who will be providing the spirits for this event?
Athens Distributing Company is generously donating all the spirits and wines, and Carter Distributing is donating the beer. So it'll be a little something for everyone. And then a variety of local restaurants like Taco Mamacita's, Urban Stack, 11, Blacksmith Bistro and Bar, Chili's, Earth Fair, Acropolis, Big River Grill and Brewing, 212 Market, and many more.
So you can get quite a lot of the local cuisine as well as a variety of adult beverages. And of course, there will always be non-alcoholic beverages as well.
Absolutely. And it's just a great time to be around the zoo.
Some of the animals are much more active at night than they are in the daytime. And these events give you a great opportunity to see some activity from animals that you might just think all they ever do is sleep.
Exactly. That's what's really exciting about this event is some of our nocturnal animals are in full gear and people really get to see some activity that they might not be used to seeing when they come during the day or in the hot weather. It's a nice, cool night. The animals love it and they are out and ready to play.
You can also sometimes get some surprise noises. They'll make noises at night that you don't normally hear in the day.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, they even like to sing along with the music. They'll hear the band and they'll make their own contribution to the live music, and that's always fun to hear and watch as well.
You have a new exhibit opening soon.
Yes, I'm so glad you asked about that. It's our Forests of the World, which is the second half of our Deserts and Forests of the World exhibit. And we're actually going to be providing a sneak preview at the Spirits in the Wild event for guests to come in and see some of our key inhabitants like Komodo dragons, a sloth, and a lot more. It's really exciting.
Now, all of that for just purchasing a ticket. Now, can you buy your tickets in advance?
You can. You can purchase your tickets anytime online at chatzoo.org/spirits or in person at the zoo gift shop. It's a lot of fun. And it all goes to support the zoo.
Spirits in the Wild is Saturday, May 18th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Chattanooga Zoo on North Holtzclaw. The event offers a sneak peek at the newest exhibit, as well as a chance to sample local foods and a variety of adult beverages. You must be 21 or over to attend. Follow the links at the Around and About blog at wutc.org for more details. Advance tickets are available at the Chattanooga Zoo gift shop. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.